Concussions are rightfully gaining more attention in the sports world. If you've suffered one or more concussions, you may have some questions about how to proceed with exercise and physical activity. Here to talk about it today is Holly Thompson, a physical therapist with Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Holly, what are some of the risk factors facing people who have suffered a concussion?
Some of the risk factors that people could experience are headaches, dizziness, loss of concentration, memory issues. Sometimes they could experience visual problems, and these could affect them in their daily life, whether they're working or if they're a student with their schoolwork, and especially when they're trying to return to sport.
What types of concussion patients do you typically see there in the clinic?
I usually see people that suffer from what's called post-concussion syndrome. Typically, you know, if they've been experiencing these symptoms and they haven't gone away 30 days or greater after their concussion, then that's when physical therapy is recommended to come in there. And if they do have headaches or dizziness, to figure out why they're having that and then do treatment for that.
What type of physical therapy treatment is required to help these folks out?
A lot of the times you need to look to see how their eyes and their head are moving, and we can do gaze stability exercises to help the eye, inner ear, brain connection readjust and go back to more of a normal state. We also work with desensitizing them to their symptoms. If they're experiencing dizziness, then you can desensitize that and eliminate the dizziness.
So there are drills that you can go through to make that less prevalent for you.
Yes. And many of the times, if you catch it early enough, you can eliminate symptoms completely.
And so you can have these symptoms, whether you've had one or multiple concussions, even just after one, you can experience in some of these?
Yes. And it depends. There's a lot of factors that go into that. It depends on male or female. Females are at higher risk for suffering from concussions and taking longer to recover. It does matter how many concussions you have. Usually after one concussion, you know, obviously you will recover more quickly, but, you know, you add two, three, four more concussions to the mix, and a lot of the times you will see a prolonged recovery.
I would imagine that treatment and some of the treatment options available to victims of concussions, it can probably take some time to recover from this.
Yes. You know, typically I will see people anywhere from, 4 weeks, 6 weeks is a really typical time period. But if they have suffered from a concussion and they didn't take care of it right away, if they went right back into doing their daily activities and didn't give their brain time to rest, then it can take sometimes 6 months up to a year to recover.
So how much of a period should you allow to rest and before you really earnestly pursue physical therapy?
If you have symptoms after your concussion, in my recommendation, take a week off of the activity that you had your concussion. You know, for example, a soccer player, I would take 7 days off just to let your brain recover if you've been diagnosed with a concussion. Now, if you're still symptomatic after that time period, you need to wait until your symptoms are completely gone to return to that sport. If you're symptom-free at rest or symptom-free going to work or going to school, then that's fine. But if you return to work, or all have kids that will return to school and they'll be in the middle of a math assignment and they'll get such a bad headache, they'll have to lay their head down. If you're experiencing that, then you need to rest from any activity that's causing your concussion symptoms.
If you've suffered a concussion, you need trained professionals to oversee your rehabilitation. Call Tulsa Spine and Rehab today at 918-743-3737.